It's a very simple song. Let's just worship God with this song. I woke up this morning and this song was just, you know, playing in my spirit. Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King. You're seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Alleluia. You have won the victory. Up your hands and worship Jesus. You have won the victory. Alleluia. You have won it all for me.
Let's sing that again. Hallelujah. Every voice in this room.
Jesus, praise. Jesus will praise you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just begin to bless his name. The Bible says in Ephesians 5 verse 18, it says, be not drunk with wine, wherein in excess. It says, but be filled with the Spirit. You know, by speaking spiritual songs, speaking psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Hallelujah. This is how we get filled in the Spirit, by making melody in our hearts, in your heart. Hallelujah to God. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. One more time. You have won the victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have won it all for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It want it for you. You have won the victory. It is finished, you said. It is finished, you said. Hallelujah. You have won it all for me. Ah, Jesus, we say thank you. Father, we say thank you. We give you thanks. We give you all the glory. We say thank you for making us meet, for qualifying us to be partakers of the inheritance, the saints in the light. Father, we thank you for in you we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, for you are the one that has delivered us from the power of darkness, and you have translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son. It is you, Father, and we say thank you. Oh, we say thank you. Indeed, you've won the victory. You have won it all for us. You have won it all for us. Oh, now we sit at in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now darkness has no power over us because of what you've done for us. Oh, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Now we have become the light of this world. Now darkness sees us and flees. Now darkness cannot comprehend us. Now darkness cannot stand around us, for we have become the light of this world. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. For as he is, so are we in this world. As he is, so are we in this world. You did not make us less than yourself. You gave us your very own spirit. You gave us and recreated us after your very own spirit. And you gave us your spirit to indwell in us. Father, you are good. You are benevolent. You are gracious. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. There is nothing you are withholding from us. There is nothing are withholding from us. You've given us your angels. You've given us your word. You've given us your spirit. You've given us your Son. You've given us his blood. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. You've given us your blessing. Oh, Father, thank you. For we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. You are a good God. You are so good. You are good. You are so good. Jehovah, you are so good. You are so good. Jehovah, you are so good. You are so good. Jehovah, you are so good. You are so good. Jehovah, you are so good. You are so good. I pray for us that we receive revelation, knowledge, and light to see and to understand how good our Father is. Our Father is too good. Amen. He is so good. Abundant in goodness. Abundant in goodness. No wonder, you know, Moses had to write it this way. The way God introduced himself. You know, in the book of Exodus, God said, I am the Lord God, merciful and gracious, abundant in goodness and in truth. That was how God introduced himself to Moses. God is so good. He's not just good. He is so good. So good that it's so good to be true. Amen. God is a good God. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Are there people listening to me that trust in the Lord? Let's give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Glory to God. All right, you're welcome to at his feet. Hallelujah. So quickly, let's go into God's word. Amen. Ensure you have your Bible open, whether soft copy or hard copy, whatever copy. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for this meeting. Thank you, Father, for at his feet. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for ever since we began, you have been gracious. You have been supplying utterance. Father, thank you for what your word is doing in our midst. Father, Lord, I pray that your word grows and prevails in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for granting us revelation knowledge tonight. Father, thank you for utterance. Thank you, Father, for the spirit of wisdom abounds in this place. As your people listen to me, as they hear your word, they hear wisdom. They hear you. They hear you. They hear you speak to them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so today, did I say tonight when we're praying? All right. Today, because this record is actually done in the day. So today, we'll be looking at intentional speaking. Hallelujah. All right. So, how was the WhatsApp edition? It was amazing, right? It was awesome. I was truly, truly blessed. You know, someone commented, someone said, she's going to go and change her confessions, all the things she has been saying. That's good. When the word of God comes to us, it comes with instruction on what to do, on, you know, what not to do or what to work on. Amen. It says the all scriptures were given by the inspiration of God for doctrine, you know, for righteousness, for instruction, for correction. Hallelujah. So when God's word comes, there is always something the word of God, you know, there's always something to do after God's word comes. Hallelujah. When you are hearing God's word and then the thing is just coming and then you're not getting anything to do, I don't think that's God's word you're hearing. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. So tonight we're going to be looking at intentional speaking. Intentional speaking. This is our year of intentional living. All right. How many of us remember? This is our year of intentional living. So, you know, meditating and asking the Lord what to share, he said to teach on intentional speaking. Hallelujah to God. All right. I believe that after this meeting, you are so going to be blessed. I mean, you're going to be blessed. Amen. Thank you, Father. So, how many of us know that man is actually a speaking spirit? You know, I'm not talking about, you know, a speaking parrot kind of spirit that just gossips about. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, speaking that brings about results. That's the kind of speaking I'm talking about. Not the one that talks up and down. Amen. Man is actually a speaking spirit. You know, if you look at salvation, you know, what actually brought man into the salvation package was actually speaking. Amen. Glory to God. How did you get saved? Turn with me to Romans 10 verse 8 to 9. Romans 10 verse 8 to 9. It says, but what seeth it? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. All right. Verse 9, it says that if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. It says the word is near thee. The word is in your mouth. The word is in your heart. It says, and if you shall confess with your mouth and believe with your heart. So really, our access to salvation, you know, actually came by speaking. It came by us speaking what to believe in our hearts, which is Jesus has been raised from the dead. Amen. You know, it's so wonderful that the mouth and the heart are actually what we have, you know, that brought us access to the most important thing on earth. Without our heart, without our mouth, we won't be able to enter into salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, this will let us know that our heart, what we believe, and our mouth, what we say, is very, very, very important. Say this. Say, my heart and my mouth is very, very important. It's very, very important to God. No wonder the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it comes the issues of life. Amen. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Hallelujah. Your heart and your mouth are very important to God. It is your heart that you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation, that you got born again. Amen. So let's go into tonight's study. I'm going to be, you know, in teaching about intentional speaking, I'm going to be, you know, talking on some points. And please take note of this point. I may not really state them, but you will know when I've started a new point. So I'm talking on point number one. Man is a speaking spirit like God. Amen. So let's look at man is a speaking spirit like God. Remember that man was actually made in the image of God and the likeness of God. Genesis 1 verse 26, God said, now let us make man in our image. The meaning of image there means let's make man to look like us, like make man to look like God. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, and in our likeness, that means to function like God. So man was made to look like God and to function like God. Hallelujah. Amen. So when I say man is a speaking spirit like God, what do I mean? Now look at Genesis chapter 1. It says, in the beginning, you know, darkness was, you know, all over the whole earth and all of that. God was before darkness. The darkness covered the whole earth. But what did God do? Did God cry? Did God start abusing himself? Why am I in this kind of situation? What kind of place is this? He wasn't complaining. Did he? He didn't complain. He didn't talk doubt. He didn't talk fear. Rather, what did he do? And God said, let there be light. Amen. God spoke the solution, not the problem. Amen. God spoke the solution, not the problem. Many of you have been busy speaking about the problem that you are going through. Some of you will say you are praying, but you are praying the problem. Prayer is not praying problems to God. God is already aware of the problem. Amen. Prayer, through Bible, effective prayer is praying in faith, praying the solution. Praying, and then you are saying, you are telling God, God, this one is that one, Father, are you not seeing this? It's not prayer, it's called murmuring. Hallelujah. And if you read about the children of Israelites, you know, how they, you know, God brought them from Egypt and all of that, you will see how that God does not like murmuring. They wanted food. Instead of them to just simply say they want food, they were just murmuring. And we would have been better living on cucumber and garlic, abi ginger and all of that. Why did you bring us here? Do you want us to die? All those murmuring. God does not like murmuring. Some of you, what you are calling prayer is complain. We are talking about the problem. That's not prayer. Praying problems is not prayer. Effective prayer is praying the answer. Hallelujah. That is why effective prayer is actually based on the word. Glory to God. So what did God do? God spoke the solution. He said, light be, and there was light. Let's turn our Bibles to Genesis 1. We'll be reading from 1 to 4. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3, and God said, let there be light. And there was what? Light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God saw. Amen. And God, what? He saw. After he spoke, after he said, he saw. You see, if you want to see things, if you want to see the things that you desire in your life, it actually starts from saying them. If you want to see the things that you desire, if you want to see them, things that you desire, oh, I desire this, and it's in line with God's word, it's in line with what God wants for you, you desire, it starts with what? Saying them. Hallelujah. So really, what have you been saying about your life? What have you been saying concerning your life? What have you been saying? Have you been complaining about how everything is not good, how your parents are not being nice, how your this one is not this one? I know, but if you want to see the things that you desire in life, it starts with saying them. And God saw that there was light after he had said, let there be light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. God saw there was light after he had said, let there be light. Amen. In verse 2, it says the Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the waters. Hallelujah. You know, God was seeing how dark and void the earth was. You know, as the Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the waters, he was aware that this situation is actually, you know, dark. But he didn't let that, you know, he didn't let that circumstances, you know, form his vocabulary. He didn't allow that to give him a vocabulary. No. God saw how dark and void the earth was. The situation was telling God that, this is too bad. What a great darkness you are in. I mean, imagine being in a place. If you're in a room and your room is dark, you know how it feels. Like, you know, you're like, where is my torch? Where is my phone? Imagine everywhere dark. I mean, what a great darkness it was. But really, what did God do? God answered and said, he said, light be. And there was light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And remember where we're coming from. Genesis 1 verse 26 says, man is a speaking spirit like what? Like who? God. Amen. You know, we can even see this in the makeup of, in the making and living of lifestyle of Adam. Hallelujah. You know, God said to Adam, you know, he created the animals and then he allowed Adam to name them. Whatever he named them, that was their name thereof. Amen. So Adam spoke and says, dog, you are dog. As in, he looked at an animal, called it, you are lion. Amen. And he looked at his wife. He looked at, you know, Eve and named her correctly. You are my wife. Amen. So you are a speaking spirit. Amen. You have the ability to name things correctly. Hallelujah. You have the ability to look at a situation that looks really bad. And then by the ability of the Holy Spirit at work in you, you name that thing and all of a sudden it becomes good. Amen. Glory to God. Verse 4, it says, God saw that the light was good. Then he said he separated the light from darkness. God separated light from darkness. You know, when I was meditating on this, I was just seeing how that, you know, God made a difference in a situation by speaking. Yeah, he made a difference. You know, before there was just darkness. But when he spoke, light be, and light came. So God was able to separate light, darkness. So he made a difference by speaking. And it led to the beginning of creation. If God was just moving and never took any action, he didn't take charge of the situation and he didn't speak what he wanted to see, there would be no creation. If God never took charge and speak what he wanted to see, there would be no creation. Many of you have left your life like this. You have left your life to chance by just waiting for God to come down, to come and make a difference. See, guess what? You will wait forever, oh. Except there's somebody interceding for you somewhere. Amen. But remember, this is a year of intentional living where we set our mind on something and say, Father, this is your word, this is your will, and we go for it. Amen. If you want to make a difference, if you want to make a difference in your generation, if you want to see a difference in your life this year, you have to say. You have to say it. You have to speak it. God has given you the authority to speak and create your experiences according to his will for your life using his word. So all this one, I say, I'm just waiting to see it go better. No. Until you stand up to take charge. Some people say that at every end of the tunnel, there's light. There are some tunnels that you will not see light though. You have to take charge. Hallelujah. And say, light be in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For example, you know, your laptop is bad and then you have a project to do. You know you need a laptop. You know going around to borrow from a friend, you can't even think about doing that. And then you're like, I need a laptop. You know it's God's will for you. The Bible says in Psalms 35 verse 27, it says that he delights in the prosperity of his servant. It's God's will for you to prosper. Amen. So you already know that God does not want you to taboo in this project and all that you have to do. You need your laptop to do it. So it's not a question of whether does God want me to have a laptop. Some questions that we ask, say the reason we're not even, you know, receiving from God is because we don't even know his will. His word is his will. Amen. Glory to God. So when you know that scripture and it has formed, you know, it has settled in your heart, you know that God wants you to have a laptop so that you can do your project. Amen. So you begin to, you know, take authority over that need. Laptop, you comfort in the name of Jesus. I call you for God. God wants me to have a laptop. I desire it. So you start speaking it forth. I remember one time something happened to me in school. I wanted a laptop. I was using one, but I wanted something else. So I saw like a flyer of different laptops. So I now picked one. I wanted something small. I was using one very big, mighty laptop like that, but I wanted something small. I was like, I enter my normal, you know, cheeky bag to class and all. So I now picked this laptop, Dell. It's a small Dell laptop. So I started calling it for that time. I think it was like 50,000 when dollar was still okay. And no, so I was not calling for it. I called for this laptop in the name of Jesus. I call for Dell laptop. I call you for it in the name of Jesus. You are mine. I receive you. I receive you by faith. You know, I was just releasing my faith, speaking what I wanted. You know, and as God will have it, although I already have a laptop, I've seen the laptop that I had was bad. So I think my mom called and then she was like, ah, you know, and then we started talking about laptop and she was like, okay, no problem that she's going to send the money for the laptop. You know, she got a big deal and then, you know, money for laptop, she was able to send it and I was excited. So I told somebody to help me get the laptop from Lagos. So the person now said that HP is what he can help me get. So I said, wow, HP, no problem. HP Mini, I like it. It's even the same price and all that. So I was like, wow, HP. You know, when he got to the warehouse, he said that actually all the HP Mini laptop were gone. That is only Dell that is remaining. So I wanted to feel bad. And the Holy Spirit now told me, what have you been confessing? Dell, right? So that is it. So this thing works. It works. What you say you will have, you can have what you say. Amen. You have been made in his image. You are a speaking spirit. All right? What you say, you can have. You can have what you say. Amen. You have the ability to speak and have things and have what you say. Amen. Glory to God. Next I want to talk about is you can talk back at situation. Yes, you can talk back at situation. Many of you just allow situation just come and then they talk to you and then you just, you know, mellow in pity and wallow in pity and all. You know, I saw something with Jesus when he was faced with an unpleasant situation. How many of you remember the story of the fig tree? You know, in Matthew 21, let's turn to Matthew 21. Matthew 21, verse 19. Amen. All right, it says, and when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to eat and found nothing thereon, but leaves only. And said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered. Verse 20, and when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon the fig tree withered away. Okay. Now, I want to show us something. Let's go to the encounter of that same fig tree story in Mark 11. Mark 11, verse 13. Okay. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to eat, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said, that's 14. He now said, no man eat fruit of thee forever. And his disciples heard it. Now, there's a difference between the two scriptures we just read. Although it's the same account, but there was something that Mark showed us that Matthew didn't show us. Amen. In Matthew 21, verse 19, he says, you know, Matthew told us that Jesus spoke to the fig tree. But in Mark 11, verse 14, Mark told us that Jesus answered and spoke to the fig tree. See, if you can catch this, you will understand how to, you know, take charge of your life. Hallelujah. You know, why would Jesus be answering a fig tree when it's not like something's wrong with him? Yeah. The truth is this. The fig tree was actually communicating with Jesus. The fig tree was telling Jesus that, see, there is lack. The fig tree was telling Jesus, see, there is no fruit for you. The fig tree was telling Jesus that, see, there's no job opportunity for you. There is nobody to favor you here. The fig tree was speaking disappointment to Jesus. You know, Jesus went to excited, like, wow, fig, wow. Happily that he might, you know, see fig to eat, you know. But the thing came and was telling, and Jesus answered and spoke to the fig tree. Amen. These are many of us. You know, many of you will face several things in life, and then they start communicating depressing things to you, and then you just humbly take them inside your mind like that. But not Jesus. No, not Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. So we have to look at him and we have to live like him. Jesus had an answer. Hallelujah. He spoke what he wanted. And what he wanted was that this fig tree should never grow again. Amen. Let me ask you a question. You, what do you want? What do you have? What do you want? What do you have that you want in life? What do you want in life? What do you want in life? Do you have a desire? What do you have as a desire that you want in your life? What do you want? Are you speaking what you want in life? Are you speaking what you want to experience in life? Or are you just letting life just dump everything, you know, just dump what it's giving to every other person on you? Amen. I've come to tell you that, see, you are a speaking spirit. You are made to speak at situations and circumstances. And see, they will hear you. They will hear you and they will obey. Hallelujah. You see, and that's why the enemy likes depression. No wonder Nehemiah said, he said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's why you must always, always be aglow in the spirit. Romans 12, verse 11 to 12. It says, you know, be fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord God. It says, be aglow in the spirit. Another verse says, be aglow in the spirit. It says, be joyful. It says, be patient in affliction and be devoted to prayer. That joyful there. You know, Paul was saying to the Philippians, so he says, rejoice always. Again, I say rejoice. You have to always be joyful because that's where your strength is. You know, once you are not joyful, you know, weakness starts to come in. And then the ability to speak a situation starts to dwindle. Amen. Starts to fizzle out. And then depression just settles in. And the enemy likes depression because once somebody is depressed, the person cannot talk. The person just be mute. No strength to talk. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't talk because you don't even want to talk. You don't even have the strength to talk. You don't even want to talk. Amen. If you allow depression, you have allowed spiritual dumbness to find its way into you. You won't be able to talk. You just be mute. Amen. If one can't speak to the mountain in front of them, soon the mountain will come and cover that person, and then hopelessness is the result. Start hearing people say nonsense. Start saying things, well, what are we living for in this life? What's even there anymore? Everything, all this one that they are saying, people start talking hopeless thoughts. Hallelujah. Before you know it, suicide is not the result for some people. I cast out every foul spirit of depression locking around ladies listening to me in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cast out every spirit of depression. Amen. You are a speaking spirit. I'm not a depressed spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that has happened with you or happened to you, see, I want you to stand up right now and start rejoicing. Amen. Gather your strength in rejoicing, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And as you gather strength, start to speak. Start speaking. Hallelujah. You're a speaking spirit. You're not a dumb spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Your tongues are loosened to speak. Your tongues are losing to speak life over that situation in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a word for someone here. Things have not been working in your life and you've just been depressed for some days now. I hear this in my spirit. Rise up right now and give the Lord a shout of praise. You know, if you have to play a song, you know, start rejoice, play a song, you know, on your phone, a gospel jams and start rejoicing. And once you are done, you start seeing words to start coming up from your spirit. Start releasing those words. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The next thing I want to talk about is release your faith by speaking. Amen. Release your faith by what? By speaking. The thing is, a lot of us actually have faith for a lot of things. Yes, it's the truth. We believe that God can do this and do that for our lives. But the challenge is that we are not speaking them. Amen. Sorry, excuse me. The challenge is that we're not speaking them. What you believe that God can do for you, what you believe in your heart, that you don't proclaim by words, we never manifest. It's the truth. I'll say that again. What you believe that you do not proclaim with words by speaking will never manifest. The Bible says in Mark 11:23, it says, "Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, that person shall have whatsoever he saith." Hallelujah. Who shall have whatsoever he saith? The man that speaks to the mountain. The man who doesn't doubt in his heart. The man that believes that his words will come to pass. This man will have whatsoever he says. Amen. Glory to God. So it takes faith, unflinching reliance on God to see what you're speaking come to pass. Hallelujah. So really, what do you have faith for? What do you have faith for? What do you have faith for? What's that thing you know you have faith for? Start speaking them. Start speaking them. If you know you have faith for something, you don't doubt it in your heart. You know that, this thing, God can do it. The way for it to happen is for you to start speaking it out. For you to start speaking what you believe in your heart. That's how you would see that thing manifest. It's not by just nodding it. You know, mental assent, acknowledgement. Yes. That's not how it's going to manifest. No, you did not mentally agree and be doing to get born again. That's not how you got born again. You believed in your heart that Jesus loves you, that Jesus has forgiven you, that Jesus died for you. And then you said, "Lord, save me. I confess you, Lord." That was how salvation happened. Amen. Every other thing inside the package of salvation, healing, you know, deliverance, dominion over sin, you know, prosperity, whatever it is, success, favor, that's how it will happen. By you speaking. If you do not doubt in your heart. Hallelujah. So what do you have faith for? See, I'm telling you this thing. Some of you have faith for certain things. It says, because the Bible says in Romans 10 verse 10, it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You have been hearing God's word on prosperity. Some of you, if they check your jotter, you have jotted things down. You know, you have been hearing God's word on certain things. You are so convinced about this thing that, this thing, God can do it. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. You have been hearing God's word on prosperity. You have been feeding on it. But you've not been seeing it. The reason is because you've not been saying it. Amen. If you have become assured about something, that yes, God wants me to be blessed, God wants me prosperous, but you are not saying it, you won't see prosperity happen in your life. If you keep your conviction mute, that's the truth. If you want to see it, you have to voice it out. If you want to see it, you have to voice it out. If you want to see it, you have to voice it out. Amen. The life of God in you that is sourced by the word of God can only find expression when you speak it out. Hallelujah. You know, for some of you, you're battling with sexual sin, addiction, pornography, and all of that. As you read scriptures that says Romans 6:14, sin shall no longer have dominion over you. It's not just to be reading and doing No, if you're just doing and shall reading sin shall never, you have to rise up and start saying it. Sin shall not have dominion over me. Masturbation shall not have dominion over me. Pornography will not have dominion over me. In the name of Jesus, for I'm not under the law, I'm under grace. That is how you will see that word manifest in your life. It's not just doing that you're going to see. No. You can't be mute about the word of God. You can't be mute about your convictions. Never. You have to voice it out. The Bible says in Hebrews 10 verse 23, it says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that has promised." The word there, you know, profession, you know, in the Greek translation, when I checked it, it means homologia. It means confession. It's actually confession, not profession. The confession of our faith. It means, that word it means to acknowledge. You have to acknowledge this thing that God has done for you. You have to acknowledge what God has done for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, there's a scripture in Philemon. Let's turn our Bibles to Philemon. Some of us don't even know where Philemon is. It's just a one chapter Bible. You know, Philemon. Philemon 1, verse 6. It says that the communication of our faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. You know, it's by the acknowledgement. How do you acknowledge something? You know, you're aware of something, and then you reckon with that thing. Amen. And then you start saying it. Yeah, this thing is true. Yeah. This thing is true. It's for me. Jesus became sin that I might be rich. It's for me. That is how your faith is going to become effectual. That is how your faith is going to become effective, by communicating. You have to communicate it. You have to communicate it. It's not by just posting on social media that, hey, I have dominion over sin. Are you saying it to yourself? Are you saying it to yourself? By the communication of our faith. Hallelujah to God. Amen. So let us hold fast to the confession of our faith. Hallelujah. You know, even the blessing, when Isaac was to bless his son, you know, Jacob tricked, and then Esau tricked Esau, and then he took the blessing. But when the blessing was about to be released by Isaac, it was by speaking it was done. Genesis 27. Isaac had the blessing all this while. Even before he became dull, I mean, his eyes became blind. He was dull in seeing. You know, he had the blessing with him, but it was when he spoke it forth on Jacob. It was when he spoke it forth on Jacob. That was when the blessing was released. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That was when the blessing was released. The blessing has been with him all this while, but it was when he spoke it forth. You know, if you read that, you know, chapter, he said, this man knew he had this blessing. He said, go and make me venison so that I would give you the blessing. I will, you know, pronounce the blessing on you as my first child. I mean, he knew he had it. So what's that thing in you that you have? What's that thing you know you have faith for? You have to release it by speaking. There are things I know I have faith for. I'm telling you. There are some of you know you have faith for some certain amount of money. You know. So start practicing it. Start releasing your faith. Say, okay, this week, if you know you have faith for 10,000 naira, you know. This week, I call for 10,000 naira. 10,000 naira, you come to me in the name of Jesus. If you mention some amount that you think is like doing you bing, 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 you're like, okay, God, we need to build our faith on this thing. Amen. It's a progressive walk. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But if you're not even seeing, you know, what your faith can produce, you won't be able to grow in your faith. Amen. Start practicing it. Start releasing the words. You know, releasing faith-filled words. If you're not speaking faith-filled words, beloved, you will not see the goodness of God manifest. You know, and then when Jacob came, and then he pronounced the blessing, he says, the smell of my sons as a son is as a field that the Lord has blessed. You are blessed with abundance of grain, bountiful wine. Every of your siblings will serve you. You are master of all of them. He was just giving him the blessing like that. Even when Jacob too was about to, you know, rest with his fathers, he also released the blessing on all the sons. All the 12, you know, 12 sons, he released the blessing, specific words. It was done by words. Amen. So really, this thing works by speaking. So what are you saying? What have you been saying all this while in your life? Some of you have been talking, but you don't know the power of your words. You don't know that this thing is something that you have to hold deliberately and be intentional about it. You know, you see the lady with the issue of blood. I love that lady. I love that lady. Honestly, she's one of the ladies that in the Bible that I'm really inspired by. I'm serious. This lady, you know, had says she was bleeding for 12 years. Non-stop. She was bleeding. It says that she has gone and visited every physician, but the thing just was worse. She has spent her money. You know, but something happened to her. She had heard of Jesus, you know. She heard of Jesus because the Bible says in Mark 5 verse 20, it says, for she said, if I may just touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. I mean, she had heard that Jesus was doing amazing things. Amen. You can see the assurance. If it's many, 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 many people, they would have given up. I beg, is it today? I beg, which one have we not? I've wasted all my money. I've done everything. I've done this. I've done that. This woman's situation was terrible. 5 years of bleeding. She has lost money, frustration, pain, disgrace. I mean, but her faith leaped back. You know, when she heard of Jesus, her faith came alive. And she began to say, if I may just touch the hem of his clothes, I shall be whole. See assurance. And exactly as she said, that's what happened. Jesus affirmed to her. He said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. See, I don't know what you are going through or what is going through you. If only you can hear Jesus, the living word. If only you can open the word of God on that issue. If only you can gather messages on that issue. Faith will come. Your faith will come alive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mark 11:24. It says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you shall desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. It says, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you shall receive them, that you shall have them. How do you show that you believe that you receive answers to prayers? Is it by keeping quiet all around? No. Thanksgiving. You speak in line. You start speaking in line. You can't tell me that you've prayed for, maybe God should, you know, you desire a job. So whatever things you desire, when you pray, okay, you desire a job. Father, you desire a job, and you pray about it. And then you believe. Because you have to believe to receive it. You can say, believe that you receive it. So and you, when you're done, you pray, Father, I believe I've received this job in Jesus' name. And then Jesus promised that you will have the job. Now, how do you show that you've believed truly? How do you show that you've truly believed? Because faith without works is dead. Do you understand? So there has to be a corresponding action. It's not by just giving questions. Someone asks you, how is job? And I'm like, what? Me, I don't know. This Nigeria said there's no job. No, that's not how to talk. You know, after you've thanked, say, Father, I thank you for my job. And like, wow, someone asks you, how is it? Well, I've prayed about it. My job has come. I'm waiting to be called. Amen. And then, you know, you start, when you submit your application letters, you know, you take action in that, you know, you take action, you know, in that direction. You submit your CVs, you know, you do what you can do. But your speaking has to be in line to show that you really, truly believe. Amen. You know, I remember something happened when I was 7, when we came out of camp. That was 2017. I actually wanted to live in a good, you know, house. I wanted to live in a very nice house. I already planned. I want to live in a 3-bedroom apartment, you know, and all of that. So I was posted to Abakaliki, and I was now staying with NCCF. I did not like that setting at all, you know. So I started living with a pastor friend that I got to know, and she was living in another local government. So I was serving Abakaliki. So I had to be coming from another local government to Abakaliki when I wanted to, you know, go to work and all of that. But I kept saying that before the end of March, I'll get my house. I did not have any money anywhere. I did not know anybody anywhere. You know, even my posting too, I kept saying, I'll be posted to Abakaliki. When we're in camp, I did not know anybody. I did not attach myself to anybody. I didn't feel led to. If I was led to, I would do it. You get, because, you know, faith, you know, gives you what to do. It tells you what to do. It's not like you are conjuring all strategies in your mind. No, I didn't feel like, I just kept saying, Father, thank you. I'm posted to Abakaliki. And how God did that, well, if I go to the house story, how God did it was, I joined the CDS group, and the person that was leading the CDS group is from Benin, and I am from Benin. I stay in Benin. So I was led to, you know, parley with him. I didn't even know that it can even help me. So I just said, you're from Benin, blah, 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 blah. You know, so one day we got talking, and he asked me my plans, and I said, I want to go to Abakaliki. I want to be posted to Abakaliki because I have some things I want to do and all of that. And I know that the condition to do those things will be in the city, not in the village. Honestly, I didn't even see myself staying in all those villages. And then he said, okay, know somebody. I was like, really? He carried my matter on his head. He went to go and meet the person that is in charge of putting people's names on different, you know, PPA. And then he said, this lady is my sister. I know her. I'm mother. I was like, he started saying some things. And I'm like, okay, God, what's going on here? I don't understand. And then that was how I was posted to Abakaliki. I heard some people did terrible things, did some, you know, romance soldiers nonsense. Some people paid. It didn't even work. But you can see the power of speaking forth what you desire. Because I knew that was God's will. I knew God wanted me to be in Abakaliki. Amen. Okay, so let's go back to the house. So I kept saying that before the ending of March, I'm going to get a house. March is 31 days, right? On the 30th of March, I got a call. Someone called me and wanted me to sell a particular online product like that. It's not like a good, like some product, like some codes like that. I know. And these codes that I had, they were worth about 300 and something thousand naira. Yes. So she just called me. You know, I actually had it in a higher amount, but she called me. She was like, I want to buy. We're in a group actually. So a lot of people have been saying they've been putting adverts since. Me actually put advert one of those days. So she just called me and said, I'm in the bank right now. I want to buy your, you know, code. You sell it for me for 370,000. I was like, oh wow, bam, send me money. Bam. I was like, wow, glory to God. And then the recipe said, that's the money for your house. And then I started rejoicing, and then it just dawned on me that I had been saying before the ending of March, that very day, you know, was the 30th of March, and 31st, I got to my house. Amen. Glory to God. So really, this thing works. It works. See, don't let any devil tell you that if you are talking, if you talk, you're just deceiving yourself. It works. Jesus said it works. Amen. So you have to put it to work. That whole encounter and experience just made Mark 11:23 one of my favorite scriptures. Once I know that I want something, and I know I actually believe that I can have it, and God can do it, I start saying, I even put time to it. Before so, I get this, and I see it work for me. Amen. So let's start putting God's word to work. The next thing I want to share with you is curses and blessing is released by speaking. The power to curse a thing or to bless, you know, to give life to a thing is actually in your mouth. The Bible says in Proverbs 18, verse 21. Proverbs 18, verse 21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So let me ask you, what do you love? Do you love death or do you love life? What do you want? If you want bad things to be happening in your life, is your tongue, you used to say, if you want good things to be happening in your life, the power to see good things is actually in your tongue. You know, remember Jesus caused the fig tree by speaking. See, remember Isaac released the blessing by speaking. So what do you want to see in your life? What are you saying with this, your mouth? What are you saying with your mouth? You know, in James 3, you should take out time and read that, you know, scripture, that chapter. It says, we see that the tongue, although a little member, it can set on fire. You know, James was saying that, you know, the tongue is fire. And he said, in verse 6, he said, it can set on fire. He says, you know, he was talking about the sheep. To drive a sheep, all he needs is just one small something steering that the pilot is just using to steer the whole ship. It's the same way with the tongue. It's a small member of the body, but it can cause a whole lot. Amen. So it means that with your tongue, you can tame any part of your body that is acting anyhow. Maybe you feel a part of your body that is acting, you release life with your tongue. Speak and lay your hands on that part of your body and cause that thing to go. If it's also, you can cause it to go, it will hear you. Amen. James 3, verse 7 to 8 says, all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind. How many of you have dogs here? You've told the dog before, sit down. Bruno. You can see that your tongue can actually tame animals. You can use your tongue to tame things. You can't tell me you can't use your tongue to put your body under. Amen. You are here and then your body is just moving about, sleeping with everybody, moving about. You can't put your body under. You can't say no to a guy. You need to start releasing words and control your body. Put your body under and say, body, no more, in the name of Jesus. No more going to a guy's house. No more opening your legs for any guy. Your body is the temple of God. You have to tame your body with your word. Amen. Use your tongue. Hallelujah. And it says something, it says, no human being can tame the tongue. It is a reckless evil full of deadly poison. The truth is, you know, even though no human being can tame the tongue, which is right, but the truth is the word of God can actually tame the tongue. The Bible says in Hebrews 4, verse 12, it says that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It is able to pierce through, you know, the soul and the spirit. So the word of God can actually tame the tongue. So what you have to do is to fill your lips with the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. The moment you fill your lips with God's word, amen, and you start releasing it, you start seeing results. The Bible says in Colossians, it says, let the words of Christ dwell in you richly. You know, let God's word dwell in your heart, and then you release them with your tongue. You start speaking them. Amen. Yeah, I used to say a lot of very nonsense things before. Like all those, all those nonsense. Before I talk two sentences, I've said nonsense. But the moment I started, you know, feeding my heart to God's word, and I started, you know, praying in the Holy Ghost, my tongue was tamed. If I want to say those things, my mouth will cease. Amen. God said, you know, in James 3 verse 9, it says, we bless with our tongue and we also curse with it. See, the truth is your tongue is powerful. You can bless with it and you can curse with it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This tongue of yours is very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. Imagine what you can do when you now put the word of God on it, and then you start speaking, you know, you start speaking life over that matter. I mean, come on. See, this year, I want us to be deliberate about what we say. I want to start hearing testimonies that I said this and it happened. I said that and it happened. There was this situation, I said it. They are holding your result. And the lecturer is telling you one thing. Sleep with me 1 year. You enter into your closet. You speak words. After you pray in other tongues, you release words in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, my result comes out. Every hand holding my result is losing. It's losing. Let's see that lecturer now. Let's see that lecturer. See, the truth is, we believers, we need to know what we have, and we need to know who we are and what we have. Amen. Glory to God. We need to know what we have and what we have. We see Jesus talking to tree, talking to water, talking to sea, talking to demons. Amen. Somebody telling you that we cannot release your result until you sleep with him. That's a demonic spirit talking. Amen. It's not until you see one on that is doing rah 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 that you say it's a demon. No. Demons can be speaking through somebody who is totally dressed in suit. So you have to cast out that demon, talk to it and say, get out. Jesus will see demons like this. They'll be talking. He'll say, go. He will tell them what to do. The other one was begging him. Say, one demon guy was begging Jesus, the legion demon. Say, hey, please send me to... And Jesus instructed, go to the pigs. When somebody is telling you one nonsense, and then you would speak to that, address that demonic spirit in that person. Amen. Glory to God. See, if you want to do God, let's do God the way, you know, it is done. Hallelujah. Let's stop allowing all this doubt, all this religion mindset, and you're just clapping hands in church, and then somebody is not just covering your head and then mesmerizing a child of God. It's wrong. Hallelujah. So let's stop talking nonsense talks. You know, all in the name of I'm being playful. You are being playful and expressive. You know, you are now seeing things that are giving, that are like self-destructive prophecies. E.g., see as person just broke. See as life just day bad. All those nonsense. I don't get money. All those things. I don't get money. Oh, hey, who go help me? I just tired. All those words. You need to stop them right now. In the name of Jesus, repent from those words. Hallelujah. Some is even play. They start playing. They start insulting their fellow friends, goat, fish. Some of you, they even say to themselves, "That's I be like goats." I don't say. You need to stop saying those things. Your words are powerful. You are not a fish, neither are you a goat. Let's stop all those things. Your friends call you idiot and you are playing, you are laughing. Before you know, you've heard idiot. Don't be surprised the day you start behaving like one. It's the truth, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The idiot that you've been hearing, you have been caught several times, you will soon start behaving like it because you have heard it long enough and developed faith for it. It's the truth. Amen. You are faced with a project now, and your brain cannot calibrate to work because idiot is working. It's not funny. It's a very serious matter. Even parents, mothers especially, see how they treat their children. The doctor does something, or they idiot, or she, all this, that. And you're wondering, this is a child you gave birth to. you pushed out of your womb and you are using words. Remember Isaac, he blessed his sons. You know, he blessed his sons. As a mother, as a father, you can speak words over your child. That thing will just be following that child. The reason why some of you are still where you are right now is the truth, is because your parents actually declared some nonsense words over you. Or in the name of punishment, idiot, foolish one, you never succeed. And no, please, ladies here listening to me, those of you preparing to get married, those of you already married, some of you are already, you have children already, please, you need to pay attention to this. Learn to speak words of blessings to your children. Hallelujah. If they do something wrong, you can spank them and be, you know, pronouncing the blessing on them. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. You, this child, you listen to God's word. You obey your parents in the Lord. You can smack that and be proclaiming the words of the blessing. Instead of you are a fool, tell the child you are blessed. You are blessed. Your head is blessed. You have to be deliberate about this thing. I'm serious. I already know. No. I can't. In fact, I already know that my children, I cannot say nonsense to them. I can't. I'm serious. I cannot do it. Because as the word is coming, the Holy Spirit will shut me up. Amen. The Proverbs 31 woman says, verse 26, Proverbs 31 verse 26, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. When you open your mouth, you know, what the words should be coming out. Kind words should be coming out, not Oloshi or there, this one, this are coward, this, that. No. Amen. You don't do that. That's why as some people, I don't, once they are around me, I don't give them chance. I don't give them access. 5 minutes with them, they've abused you all in the name of their cracking joke. So I just be like Chris. So I just they laugh like goat. No. I can't even, my spirit just sort of shrinks around people like that. Amen. The Bible says in Colossians 4 verse 6, it says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. He says, let it be always, always, always with grace. If it's not possible to always talk, you know, wise words, and, you know, let your words be with kindness and with grace, the Bible will not say let it be always. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe we are getting blessed. You know, you're in school, you're a student, an exam is coming up. Everybody just talking different things, speaking doubt, speaking fear all over the place. This course, so how will you do it though? Blah, 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 blah. In fact, let me tell you, the truth is, some of the courses that I didn't do well in school was because I paid attention to, you know, people's words. Hey, White House, chemistry this, chemistry that, I wish I never heard any of those things. Honestly speaking, it would have really helped, because you are hearing out that a lot of people have failed a course before, and you are coming with your mind of Christ, and then those words are jamming you, you know, pushing you. You are trying to read, the fear is coming. It will start, you know, building this mindset. Amen. If you know you don't have what to say, instead of joining people to be saying nonsense, to be saying fearful words, just be quiet. If you don't know, if you know you don't have what the right words to say, let's learn the principle of silence. It's not compulsory you must talk at that time when you know that the words we say is fearful words. Do you get? And hey, you know you have to release your faith by speaking. But when you know that what you want to release is fear and doubt, keep quiet. Amen. The Spirit of God was moving, meditating on the matter, gathering momentum to speak by the word. You know? So that when it was time to release, he spoke light. Learn to meditate on God's word and then release God's word on the matter. It's lag disturbing you. Instead of just posting on social media on your status, your girl don't broke, just start saying nonsense, go to the word of God and find scriptures on what God said about lack. Hallelujah. What did God say about lack? Philippians 4:19 says, God supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. It says God will fill to the full. Hallelujah. That's God's word concerning the lack. You take that word and make it your meditation and your thought. Start thinking about God bringing supplies. Start seeing God as this God that brings supplies. Start seeing God that, as a God that doesn't want his children to be in lack. The Bible says in Psalms 23 verse 1, it says that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I love the TPT translation. It says God is my best friend and my shepherd. Therefore, I have everything. I always have everything that I need. So you start, you make that your meditation. You make that your thought. Then you start saying it. Oh, glory to God. My needs are met. My needs are met. Yes, so there's no Gary right now, but I have Gary. Gary comes to me. Rice comes to me. You start calling for these things. There's abundance in this my house. There's abundance. I have provisions. See, you have to be intentional to stay your mind on the word. That's the truth. Because the enemy will increase the pressure. I've seen this thing work. Oh, you know, one time my dad was, you know, had a demonic attack, and you know, we knew this is a demonic attack, so it could not work. And the moment I was telling, okay, start speaking faith of faith, speaking up your speaking faith. I was telling him, speak faith-filled words, and you are healed, you are healed. As he was saying it, he said the pain became worse. It's as if they were tying the thing, making him up. If I said that's the devil, he's trying to stop you from speaking. You know, faith words, trying to stop you from speaking, you know, the miracle, the solution, what has already happened. So I told him, don't give up, keep saying it. That was our deal. He was saying it, the pain was becoming much, I was saying, until, you know, he was able to walk again. Honest, true life story. See, when you start speaking faithful words, the enemy want to increase the pressure. So you have to be intentional to stay your mind on the word. That's when gas will suddenly finish. That's when NEPA will come and ask for bill. That's when one friend will come and ask you to pay her money she not remember for the past, you know, 6 months. Just tell her, please, I need my money. See, you have to stay your mind on the word of God. It says, he will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him, because he trusts in thee. When pressure starts coming, that's not when to change your confession. That's when to, you know, put more. Yes, Father, I thank you. Glory to God. My needs are met. My needs are met. Father, thank you. Those who believe on you are never put to shame. I will never be put to shame. Yes, you have to now, you know, double up your confession. Triple itself. Amen. Glory to God. Don't shift your gaze. Hallelujah. It takes being intentional to stay your mind on God's word in the face of trouble. So, babes, you have to make up your mind to not say anyhow words like, God, why am I poor? Why me? All those things. Do not speak like that. God doesn't even understand what you are saying, because 2 Corinthians 8 verse 10 says, Jesus became poor that you might be rich. That's what God has done. That's what he's aware of. So whose one is you are poor? That's the right thing to say. The right thing to say is that Jesus became poor that you might be rich. No, Father, why am I poor? The right thing to say is this. Father, I thank you for I am rich. Father, I thank you for I'm not the poor trying to get rich. I am the rich taking what belongs to me. That's the right thing to say. You talk God's word. Hallelujah. Hold fast to your confession of it. For faithful is he that has promised. He has said it. Amen. And all the promises in Christ Jesus, they are yes and they are amen. Hallelujah. So it's not like, these things are done deals. Amen. When we come to the new covenant, it's not promised to come. There are many done deals than promises. One of the promises we have is that our body will be raptured, you know, we'll wear immortality, you know, and all of that. But when it comes to, when you read the new covenant, you know, you read the promises, they are actually in past tense. He became poor so that you might be rich. Not that so that you will be rich. So it has already happened. All right, for he that knew no sin became sin, so that you might be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. All right, so by his stripes you were healed. Well, this has already happened. Colossians 1 verse 12 says that, for we have been delivered from the power of darkness, you know, I'm trusted into the kingdom of, this is past tense. So we have come into done deals era. So that's why we need to abound in thanksgiving in this you know, covenant. We have to abound in thanksgiving. Instead of complaining, give thanks. That's why Paul says in everything, give thanks. Because really, everything has been done. Hallelujah. All we have to do is to believe and receive it. Amen. So when you start talking like this, Father, I thank you for I am rich. You know, you are reconditioning your atmosphere to bring money to you, to bring opportunity to you, to bring favor to you. That's when somebody will now call you and say, and we need somebody to do this business deal. Do you know anybody, or can you do it and all that? You know, and then you're like, wow, oh, I can do it and all of that. You know, and then money comes. Amen. You know, I was in faith for some certain amount of money, and I was just thanking God for it. That's why somebody just called me, and you do one package like this. I've never done any package like that before. I now quickly now formed a package. I said, yes, I do this package. I do this package like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, and then bam, you know, money came.
Glory to God. So really, what are you saying? If you keep saying, I don't have money, why me? You know, those self-pity lack words. The moment, you know, somebody wants to do something, maybe, you know, they need maybe somebody that is into what, that can do what you are good at. Maybe you bake or you cook. The moment that person is thinking of who can cook, for this event, or who can bake, they will not think about calling you. They will think about, they will even post 20 status, you know, it won't even cross their mind, because your words have conditioned your atmosphere for people and opportunities not to come to you. It's a mystery. I'm telling you, there are times that I won't even post nothing, and somebody, I'm trusting God for something, I'm thanking God, somebody will contact me. I need this, I need that. Amen. I'm not saying you should not advertise your business, but I'm saying much more than advertising your business, what are you speaking about your life? What are you speaking concerning that business? What are you speaking concerning your needs? Hallelujah. Words. What are you saying this year? What's that thing that you desire to see happen this year? Are you speaking words of faith about it? Or are you just looking, just talking lack? You have to be intentional about your words, because that is how you can see your desires come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 12, verse 37, it says, for by words thou shalt be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. It's by words, though. It's by words that you be right, you get what is rightfully yours. It's by words that you be condemned. That's Jesus speaking. So really, what are you saying? What are you saying? You know, there's this story by Sydney Trim. I'll just share briefly, because we need to close now. Sydney Trim, you know, she was saying that when she was younger, when she was 16, she used to say that by 40, I'm going to die. By 40, I'm going to die. I don't want to live beyond 40. Blah, 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 blah. She was just talking. When she knocked 40 like this, she started having this, you know, heart condition. Doctors checked that they can't really see what is wrong with the heart. Louis Pina reminded her that when you were 16, you said you don't want to live beyond 40. That's what is happening, you know. She had to start reversing that word. If not, that great woman of God would have just died. This one is not them. See, I heard her say it herself. You know, there's this story too that my pastor talked about. When I think about it, I'm just like, wow. Then, you know, when OU used to have like cultist attack, there used to be this guy that used to say all these slangs. And for those of you that used to like to say nonsense slang, this story will make you repent. You guys used to say slangs like, I go bath, die. God, go bath, die. And all those things that go bath, die, go bath, die. You know, and the day cultists came to attack, you know, the boys' hostel, you know, the day they came to attack the boys' hostel, it was just coming from the bathroom, and they shot him, and he, you know, flying bullets hit him, and he died. He bathed, and he died. You see why all these words we say, we need to be careful. We need to be careful. All those, I'm scared to death. I'm freaked out. All those things people say. We need to be careful with the words that we're saying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So what are you saying? What are you saying? All the slangs. Honestly, personally, I don't like all those people that say all those things. All those nonsense slang. No. If it's not a slang of the word, I'm not saying it. Hallelujah. You know, the story of Joab. Joab in 1 Kings. Joab was one of the people, one of the officials that worked with David. But Joab, you know, did some certain things that David did not like. He killed some people that David did not, you know, like and all that. And then when David was about to leave the, die, and then having given the throne to Solomon, he told Solomon to ensure that he gets punished. So I wanted to punish Joab now. I think they wanted to strike him. They wanted to kill him. Yeah, they wanted to kill him. You know, and then he went to hold the horn in the altar. And then Benaha, one of those guys that Solomon sent. Benaha, I hope I got this spelling right. Yeah, Benaha was sent by Solomon. You should go and, you know, go and strike Joab. Joab was holding the horn of the altar. And then Joab said, I would die here. That's how Benaha went to tell Solomon that this is what he's saying, you know. And then Solomon said, according to what he said he would die there, kill him there. See, really, let's be careful what we're saying. Our words are powerful, and they killed him there. Hallelujah to God. Amen. So lastly, I want to let you know that, see, the moment you start speaking, things are already happening.
Don't let the enemy tell you that all these ones you are saying, what's happening? I want you to know that the moment you start speaking, things are already happening in the realm of the spirit. Go back to that fig tree story. If you read that fig tree story, you know, in verse Matthew chapter 21, verse 18, it says, when Jesus said, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth, you know, it says, and presently the fig tree withered away. Let's go to Mark 11, verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed, because they were actually going to another town, so when they were coming back, it says, in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. They saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter called to him, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is withered away. So the moment Jesus cursed that fig tree, all they're looking like, hey, what's going on here? It says, well, our master has not lost his mind like this. They were looking. But the next morning, they saw that the thing had dried up from his roots. So the moment Jesus spoke that thing, they were thinking that nothing was really happening. The thing had already started drying from his root. They just saw the manifestation come up. So please, don't stop speaking. Keep saying it. Keep speaking God's word. Things are already happening in the unseen realm already. All right? In no time, the manifestation will be made, appear unto all. Keep saying it. Don't stop saying it. In no time, the result will be made manifest unto everybody. Amen. Glory to God. You have authority to use, you know, the words in the name of Jesus. You have authority to use words in the name of Jesus. Jesus spoke to storm and they heard him. You know, the disciples said in Matthew 8, how is this person that even storm is obeying him? So you have authority to use Jesus' name and speak to things and they will obey you. Hallelujah. Christ lives in you. He lives in you. Instead of crying over a storm and allowing fear, rebuke that situation and speak to it in the name of Jesus. It will obey you like it obeyed Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe you've been blessed by today's teaching. All right? So start speaking intentional words. Okay? You know, if you don't have a confession, something you're saying, you know, consistently about your life, go and gather scriptures and start making confessions. Confessions on your health, confessions on your wealth, confessions on your job, confessions on your relationship. Start seeing them. When you are praying, instead of praying problems, I'm praying the problem. Father, this thing is not working. In my department is not this one. Start praying. I'm the head, I'm not the tail. I am above only, I'm not beneath. In the name of Jesus, I succeed in Jesus' name. That should be your confession. Hallelujah to God. Father, we thank you for this meeting. I pray that your word goes forth and, you know, cause transformation in the hearts of the hearers in Jesus' name. Amen. And we're not just hearers of your word, we are doers. So whatever, you know, words that God has told you to stop saying, or whatever it is God has told you to start doing, by the virtue of listening to this message, please give yourself to it. I love you and God bless you.